You may feel broken, or you felt broken. The person you trusted most in the world tried to break you, and here you are, right now, piecing yourself back together. Well, let me tell you, you are not broken. I'm going to guess that to the outside world, you look strong, confident, and happy. On the inside, though, you may feel alone, small, insecure, unworthy, and unconfident. Perhaps you're hiding in shame, blaming yourself. Maybe you feel like a fraud or a failure. You just feel you're not enough. Hi, I'm Rosie Aiello, and this was my life. For 25 years, I was with a man who put me down all the time. It didn't matter how successful I was at work or elsewhere. Inside my home, alone with no witnesses, I became his verbal punching bag, and then my daughter too, as she stepped into adolescence. I didn't know it was called domestic violence or domestic abuse. I just thought something was wrong with me. I understand your story because it's my story too. And I'm here to share everything I've learned on my journey to recovery so you too can reclaim the real you to become confident, empowered, and successful in all areas of your life and to find that true love, a love that is kind and respectful, a love that fills your heart with joy. I'm here so you're not alone on this journey, so that you have the support and community you need to transform your life, so you learn to truly love and be kind to yourself. My mission on Vulnerable to Valuable is to inspire 100 million women worldwide to heal from abusive relationships and create the life they deserve, to help every woman believe that she does deserve to be treated with kindness. This is the podcast I wish I had had all those years ago, when I felt very alone, lost, confused, and had no steps to create the life I have now. My daughter and I lived in fear every day. My former husband would switch in a flash from happy to horrible. We were living in Beirut, Lebanon, and to save my daughter and myself, I staged an international escape after nearly 25 years living in terror. Now I'm back in the United States, creating my freedom every day. And on my journey, I discovered 11 pillars to create and live the life we all deserve, the love-filled life that is our divine right. You'll be learning my 11 freedom fulfillment pillars to guide you on your own path to freedom. Why 11? Well, it took me 11 hours, 11 hours of flight on that international escape to get my physical freedom. I walked the rocky path from PTSD, depression, and anxiety to find joy and love as an international award-winning entrepreneur, best-selling co-author, speaker, and being with the love of my life. It took me years so that I can now shorten that path for you. So here they are. Number one, create a vision for your future. Number two, incorporate daily self-care strategies. Three, discover what is really important to you. Number four, learn to confidently ask for what you want. And five, learn to receive with grace. Number six, overcome shame and guilt. Number seven, learn the power of self-compassion and self-kindness. Number eight, uncover and find peace with emotions and feelings. Number nine, heighten your intuition. Number 10, understand healthy and unhealthy relationship characteristics. Number 11, honor yourself with healthy boundaries. On every episode of Vulnerable to Valuable, we'll go deep into at least one of the 11 pillars so you can learn the steps to a new, empowered, and joyful you. You'll hear too from other inspiring and successful women who, like you and me, once felt demeaned, belittled, and crushed in a narcissistic, demeaning, controlling, and abusive relationship. They share their journeys to self-love, kindness, and empowerment, how they regain trust in themselves, and how they change the game to find success. Plus, we'll hear from experts sharing different healing modalities. I'm so glad you are here with me now. You're in the right place, a supportive, kind, safe, and loving place to heal and grow, to learn to believe in yourself, to uncover and create a new empowered you. If you've ever been in a controlling, narcissistic, abusive, or toxic relationship with a partner, a parent, a schoolyard, or workplace bully, this is the place for you. You're in the right place if limitations were placed on how you could make or use money. You're in the right place if you feel stuck, if you feel unworthy or vulnerable. If you're in therapy and still don't know the steps to take to move forward. If you find yourself over drinking, overeating, overworking. If that inner bully voice continues to criticize and demean you, this podcast will transform your life. Join me and my guests every week for inspiration, guidance, and practical steps so that you too can shift from vulnerable to valuable. I can't wait to share with you. And I hope you share this with your circle, because here is what I know for sure. There are women you know who are hiding in shame, suffering in isolation, just like we all did. You deserve to be treated with kindness. Real love is kind, and it starts by being kind to yourself. I'm Rosie Aiello, and welcome to the Vulnerable to Valuable podcast. That's it for today's episode. Head on over to vulnerabletovaluable.com and subscribe to the show. When you subscribe, you'll instantly get a special ebook, Ask Confidently for What You Want, so you can stop people-pleasing and start asking for what you want, speak your truth, and become the authentic you. And when you subscribe to the show and post a review to iTunes, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free consult with me. Plus, your subscribing will help our mission to inspire 100 million women worldwide to heal and move forward from their abusive relationships. That's vulnerabletovaluable.com, the podcast that guides you to reclaim your voice, value, confidence, and courage.